Another 5-minute mystery.
Tell you, Mr. Tyler, if these fires keep up, I'll be ruined.
I'm sorry, Mr. McMillan. We can't pay off any of the insurance until we've found the cause of these fires. It's very unusual for two different pieces of property owned by the same man to go up in smoke within a month.
Well, there's still my country house in Ashbury left. Thank heavens I've been spared that. Well, good day, Mr. Tyler. Please call me if there are any new developments.
I will, Mr. McMillan. Good day. Yes, Miss Smith?
There's a call for you on 308, Mr. Tyler.
Oh, thanks. But first, Miss Smith, get Inspector Simmons on the phone. I want him to inspect the McMillan house in Ashbury for fire hazards.
The McMillan house in Ashbury? But that's your other call, Mr. Tyler. It's just been reported on fire.
Quite a mess, isn't it, Inspector? Did you find anything of importance?
We certainly have, Mr. Tyler. Look at this. The charred remains of oil rags in several of the rooms.
I knew it. These fires aren't pure accidents. How much damage is there?
The left wing seems to have gotten the worst of it. Nothing left untouched but the south wall and this private elevator shaft here.
Yes, I see. The elevator is still standing up there on the third floor, so the cables obviously weren't even cinched.
Look at this. I'm ruined, I tell you.
Calm down, Ernest. Calm down. Raving isn't going to help.
Oh, here's Mr. McMillan and his sister-in-law, Miss Hammond, Inspector. Inspector Simmons would like to ask you two a few routine questions.
Well, go right ahead, Inspector. Anything to get this mess cleared up.
Miss Hammond, I understand you were the only one in the house at the time of the fire.
That's right, Inspector. Ever since my sister, Mrs. McMillan, died, I've stayed out here and kept the house running for Ernest.
I'd like to know exactly what happened, Miss Hammond.
Well, I hadn't been feeling very well, and I went up to my room on the third floor to lie down about 5.
Go on, Miss Hammond.
I fell asleep, and not until my room was filled with smoke did I wake up. I was terrified and ran out into the hallway. The whole place seemed to be in flames on the front. So I turned and ran for the private elevator. As soon as I reached the bottom, I ran out to the summer house and phoned in the alarm.
And did you return to the house at all, Miss Hammond?
Not until the fire was out and you had arrived.
Oh, see here, Inspector. Just what are you driving at?
Just this, Mr. McMillan. This fire was no accident. It was started deliberately. And I think I know now who's responsible.
You do?
Yes, Miss Hammond, I do. And I'm arresting you, Miss Hammond, on a charge of arson.
What made the inspector decide Jesse Hammond was responsible for the McMillan fire? We'll have the solution in just a moment, but first... Let's see if your powers of deduction are correct.
But I don't understand. Jesse responsible for all this?
Just a minute, Mr. McMillan. Miss Hammond, you said you came down by way of the elevator. But when we arrived, we found the elevator to be on the top floor and not at the bottom, where it naturally would have been if you'd been telling the truth. No, Miss Hammond, you weren't so rudely awakened by the fire because you started the whole thing. But you no doubt will be rudely awakened now, Miss Hammond, because you're under arrest.